Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens! More thoughts and theories from you on the Revolution of the Daleks New Year's Day special. And I have some doozies coming up. Hey, chickens, it's the fabulous Adam Richard here in the Theory Podcast. More reactions to Revolution of the Daleks. George Ivanov, the author, has sent me a little message with a link to his Instagram page where he has reacted and he said his fave bits, morning Angela, lol, yes indeed, Harry Potter, cute, I know the first line from Harry Potter. I used it in a question on the, on the hard quiz the other week. Captain Jack, particularly his little chat with Yaz, although the abrupt off-screen departure was odd. The jailbreak, very cool. New Dalek design, super cool. Jack Robertson, given that his political ambitions have been rekindled, I'm hoping he shows up at the next season as the US president. That would be interesting. Although disappointed to have lost my favorite companion, Graham. I loved the way they handled his exit. All up, very enjoyable, but not as good as last year's resolution. George, that was 2 years ago. Last year was Spyfall. Interesting to see that they've done a reveal for the new companion. Sadly, we now have a long wait for the next season with its COVID-induced reduction. There's only 8 episodes in the next series and probably not till, I reckon, maybe October, November, I'm guessing. Who knows? Now, I got a very, very long email from Matt. I can't read all of it because some of it's rude. but also, it'll take 3 episodes. Anyway, I'll read you some of my favorite highlights. He says, I actually kind of enjoyed it because normally he doesn't. big, brash, overblown fun. Daleks and lots of them on New Year's Day. What's not to like? Big, loud fun was all we needed from this episode. On the whole, that's what we got. Not sure about the whole Doctor in prison shtick as it didn't really seem to go anywhere. Why haven't the Jadoon given chase? What exactly was she in there for? Maybe that's still to come. But it did give leave for some fun cameos from the Sycorax, the Ood, the Bating, and I'm sure there was another one I'm forgetting. Oh, I see what you're doing there, because it was the silence. Then, yeah, you can't remember them when you turn your back at them. Because, like, even the Doctor, when she saw it, was like, oh, I forgot you're in here. There was, when you see the overhead shot, I think it was Nathan from Flight Through Entirety pointed this out on Twitter, but when there's an overhead shot, there's like a big massive tree thing wobbling in the corner. Is that a crinoid? Is there a crinoid in this prison? I love that this prison is just full of all the huge enemies the Doctor's ever come up against. Daleks is what Matt says. He says, oh, nice to see Jack Robertson popping back up. It's nice to have some recurring characters. And wasn't he having fun? Oh, Chris Noth was chewing the scenery with delight. Daleks, Matt says, let's say I'm pleased the story ended with the new Daleks being wiped out, never to be seen again. He doesn't like the redesign. Can we have that in writing from Chibnall just to make sure? They were okay. They served a purpose. But the second the old bronze Daleks, I notice you downgraded them to brass. What next time, Monty? Turned up on screen. I did downgrade them. When the bronze Daleks turned up on screen, I kind of cheered them on. Again, I disappointed myself with a momentary hope that when Jack Robertson demanded the Daleks take him to their leader, we might get a glimpse of old Davros himself. Or maybe even a new emperor akin to that recently seen in Daleks! Exclamation mark. Sorry to everyone for making Adam shout that again. Daleks! Exclamation mark. At their blasty, shouty, exterminate-y best. Chibnall's not averse to a big body count, is he? Oh my God, everyone died in this. Like, they're just... I guess that's how you show that the Daleks are bad. You show them actually exterminating hundreds and hundreds of people. It's just like, we kind of forget, because we've had episodes where there's one Dalek killing a lot of people to go, oh yeah, they're terrifying as one Dalek. And we've had episodes where... you know, like Resolution, where it's just the creature on the back of the neck. It's like, yeah, even the goopy goo creatures will come and get you and be terrifying. But then when there's heaps and 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 heaps, like there were heaps of Daleks. When there's heaps of them, it's like, well, you can't have them not kill everyone. And they really did go through exterminating everyone. Finally, Matt says, I will miss Yaz's hollering of Ryan all the time. But if it's replaced with a call to a new companion, Dan, that sounds like the short, sharp Victoria Wood style shout of "Bam!" I'll make do. Oh my God, Dan. Madness. Lush says, the thing that really annoyed me is killing the other TARDIS was so unnecessary. That was quite harsh. They can jettison rooms and keep the TARDIS itself intact. The Fifth Doctor did it. TARDIS has a heart and soul and feelings. That was just TARDIS side. TARDIS side. It was quite confronting when the TARDIS collapsed in on itself like that, but... you know, I guess this is technically, if we think about it, just a minor skirmish in the Time War. I know that Gallifrey is gone now. The Daleks have been wiped out and then resurrected. And, you know, you sometimes have to put a bomb inside a tank and invite people in and then blow them up. You know, it was a weird Trojan horse in reverse. It's just, it was sad, but it happened. Lush also said, Jack catching up with Gwen is a promising new plot device. Oh, it is, isn't it? Joe Dopp. Oh my God, I love Joe. Joe is the director of photography on Outland and many amazing shows. She's won awards for her work. I think she's working on Utopia, amongst other things. But Joe says, family enjoyed it. Mind you, this is in the context of binge watching the original series. Everything in colour with non-Shakespearean accents. Okay, bar one Harriet Walter. Better effects, self-effacing humour, women who are not helpless, fun references for Whovians and planting of plots. It is weird when you go back and watch the old ones and the plots just sort of develop as they go along. Whereas, you know, here it's like, oh, we'll put that there and put that there. And so then it'll all come into fruition later on. Luke says, the Daleks versus the mutant Daleks reminded me of Remembrance of the Daleks. Oh, yes, because there was, yeah, there were weird cyborgy ones, the white ones, I think. I can't remember. And Luke does have an ongoing theory that he thinks Yaz is being controlled by the Master, either not knowing or unknowingly. She's definitely hiding something from the Doctor. Yeah, I know you say that, Luke, but I think what she's hiding from the Doctor is that she's in love with the Doctor. See, this is my theory. Yaz is in love with the Doctor because she had that little chat in the Haunting of the Villa de Odardi. Where she was talking about, you know, have you ever liked someone and you don't think they like you? Like, you know, she had that conversation. Was it with Mary Shelley or the other one? Anyway, she had that chat. Plus also, when we met her mum for the first time, her mum says, oh, is that your girlfriend? So I think Yaz is definitely in love with the Doctor. I think that's what's been going on. That's what she's hiding. Luke also said that he thought the mention of Gwen was a hint of a surprise Torchwood reunion. Torchwood has been continuing at Big Finish on audio under, you know, with the express permission of Russell T. Davis. And he gives notes and stuff. He's like, oh, we need a character who does this. I don't like that direction. Like, so he's kind of, you know, sort of showrunner without actually doing the show running. But, you know, Russell T. Davis is making some amazing other television. So I don't know whether he's hanging on to Torchwood or maybe he's prepared. He's like, oh, yeah. Go on, Chibbers. You were the head writer of Torchwood for those two seasons. Just take them. Do what you want with them. So who knows? Caroline had a similar theory. She said they're planting the seeds for a Torchwood return. We can only hope. I mean, Chris Chibnall was the head writer of Torchwood, so maybe. Adam from the D4WH podcast said it felt like nerd Christmas and we weren't disappointed. Also, considering the last episode of Doctor Who was at the start of the pandemic, it seemed rather a quaint view into the before times, back when a Dalek invasion seemed like a massive threat, at least to be over quickly. Overall, I really enjoyed it, but I was hoping the fam would have to do more investigating on their own before being reunited with the Doctor. Nathan from the Flight Through Entirety podcast said, I was disappointed when they killed the pretty lorry driver. Oh, and you knew he was going to die, didn't you? You just knew it. Like, as soon as he brought up his mum not being well, he's, you know, the other woman in the warehouse brought up the mum. It's like, oh, he's not going to get out alive. We see the pretty pictures of mum. And that was sad. Jen also says, I'm very worried about Jack bringing up Rose and Yaz's response. Is this foreshadowing? See, I told you, Yaz is in love with the Doctor. She's jealous of Rose. Is Yaz going to be completely heartbroken along with the audience? Yes. Yaz seemed to be getting a big warning from Jack. Or maybe she'll decide to leave the Doctor and go adventuring with Jack and we'll get a new spin-off. Well, maybe. I enjoyed this episode. I just wish we knew when it was coming back. Oh, later. And I cried my eyes out when Graham left. Oh, me too. He didn't really want to, but he didn't want to miss out on Ryan's life either. And I totally agree that Chris Noth is coming back for a third appearance, but hopefully not with Cybermen or Daleks. And poor Leo, he would have made a great companion. Oh, thanks. I'm glad someone agreed with my weird idea that Leo was going to be a companion. My theories sometimes go nowhere. This is why they're theories. All right, we'll continue gasbagging about the revolution of the Daleks in the next episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.